bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I made a little bit of a rash decision. I bought something.
What did you do, Christina? Was it another car?
Did you buy a house, rashly?
It was a boat. I bought a boat. What? I bought a houseboat.
A houseboat?
Yeah.
I'm cruising down the Murray,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. No, Yarra. Down the Yarra.
No, on the other thing. Lake Eildon. That's where all the houseboats
yep,
are.
Yep, that's what I'm... Are. Yeah, that was my rash decision. I bought a boat and I'm cruising on Lake Eildon.
Well, no. I chimed in as well that about rash decisions and you guys just made fun of me, all right? Well, I opened myself up emotionally and you took me down.
Your rash decision was crap.
Okay, let's hear it. This is a Triple Threat podcast.
Christina, you've been making some irrational decisions lately? Or rash? We still don't know.
Okay, guys, do you want me to explain this to you?
Yes!
Irrational is made without reason. Rash is made quickly.
Oh! Okay, both.
Yeah, irrational rash decision.
Yeah, I've made an irrational rash decision. Yeah.
A rash decision is something you've rushed into.
You're so clever.
See, guys, I am here for a reason. Ha!
Well, you and your pretty looks.
Aw. Yeah, and your witty jokes, your dad jokes.
Okay, that's enough.
Keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming. I can hear you all morning.
Irrational decision. Now, if you guys know anything about me, it's that I love food, but I love Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, do you?
You know that it's like my favourite thing ever.
Yep.
So I heard that Jerry Seinfeld was doing a residency in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about going. I was like, could I go? Mm. How are tickets? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you're about to laugh. I'm wondering why.
I'd tell the story. I'd tell the story because if this is going where I think it's going, this is a very rash decision.
Well, okay. So I spoke to my boss about it and I said, if I could take holidays this year, when could it be? Mm. And he said, look, at the moment, because I know his schedule, he's like, it's pretty much June or July. And I was like, okay, cool. No probs. Went online to see if there were any tickets left. He's doing what they call a residency, but it's really one to two shows a month. Like, it's not very often. And all that was left in June or July were $900 US each, right? And I was thinking, if I go, he can pay for his flights, but I'd have to buy my boyfriend's ticket because I would feel like he's coming all the way to New York. Did I say it was in New York?
No, you didn't.
Oh, sorry, I was wondering in New York. Okay. Yes. And I'm like, I can't justify that. Like, you know, the last time I made a rash decision, I bought a car, as Jess remembers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And which that was, yeah, you weren't here for that, do. James. No. I took a chunk out of my house deposit savings and bought a car.
My rash decision is like, yeah, I'll splash out, get some fresh socks.
Yeah.
Like, and my rash decision is buying new underwear.
Yeah, I can't spend any more of my house money on stupid decisions, you know, on handbags. So
I have none left.
I just couldn't do it, right? And so then I noticed that in August he's doing a show in New Jersey, in Atlantic City. And so I checked that out. And because it's the one in New York, the tickets were only $150.
Oh, wow. That is
like,
cheap.
Oh, but it's August. And then I went offline and thought about it for a while. Then I went back online. And when I did the little ticket finder, the tickets that it found were like five rows back from the ones that it found 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shivers, it's selling.
Selling?
It's selling.
Did it just go on sale? Like,
no.
Had it just? No. Right,
okay. I was like, it's selling, guys. Everyone's got my idea because all that's left is like $800 ones. What am I going to do? So then I tried September, October. I looked at all of them and I was like, it's got to be August. I know that I cannot have holidays in August.
Oh,
like,
no.
That is pretty much the only time that it's like the no-no. So what did I do?
No, you didn't.
I booked tickets for August.
You,
became convinced while sitting there for 20 minutes, I became convinced that someone was going to buy them and that I was going to lose my only chance to see Jerry. And I just, you know, this whole thing started in my head like, oh, you know, New Jersey's not that far away. I'm sure I can just get a couple of weeks off. You know, it'll be fine.
Christina bought rash tickets to Jerry Seinfeld. When she can't go, she can't afford them.
Sorry, James, you listed an important one. She bought rash tickets to Jerry Seinfeld in America.
Oh, in America, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, that's probably...
In America!
A big part of it, yeah.
So we're asking what your rash decisions are. Jess, have you got some?
And it's not even like it's in New Jersey, so I've got to go to New York and then go to New Jersey.
Don't even know where it is.
It's Jersey. People who speak like that.
Jersey.
Now, guys, in the break, I started to say I made a rash decision, and then I stopped myself because, no, I'll get ridiculed for this, and then you stop me and put on air. So, a couple of years ago, I'd entered a triathlon. I entered a half Ironman. Okay, yes, all right. And then I hadn't completed it, all right? Hadn't even been done yet. I was like two weeks
out. Hang on, I don't even know what's triathlon. A walk? A swim?
So let me guess. Can I guess? Yes, I want to guess.
I mean a run, a swim.
Run, swimming, maybe biking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sporty.
So it's a swim, ride, run.
How long?
So it was a 1.9K swim, 90K ride, 21K run.
God, take forever.
90K ride.
So
90K?
Yeah, so I'd entered that. Jeez. Hadn't done it yet. Got a little bit cocky. I was like, oh, yeah, this would be fine. Entered another one like 6 weeks after this one was meant to be, 2 weeks out. Mm-hmm. So I'd entered two when I hadn't even completed one. Did the first one. I thought, oh, yeah, that was fine. Christmas, New Year, hadn't done anything in between. Rocked up about a week out. I was like, oh. And it was a 40-degree day in Melbourne.
I know this feeling well, Christina.
And
this happens to me all the time.
And... okay, I was a little tired, and it didn't work out so well.
Did you finish it?
I did, of course I finished it.
Were you last?
No, I wasn't last. I was just slow. I was just very slow.
Just enjoy your time.
So, I had a good time out there, so it was good.
What was your time, approximately?
It was 5 hours.
And what was your time on the other one?
It was about 5 hours.
How long was it?
It was an easier course. So. Guys, I feel as though I'm being ridiculed for this.
You are. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not really a rash decision.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was going to say it off air. And then you're like, no, say it on air so they can make fun of you.
Frank adopted a kitten last spur of the moment and it did not turn out well.
Oh, my God, no. Kittens are for life. Pets are for life. Pets are for life.
Oh, my gosh. That poor kitty.
I don't know what happened.
Often I make rash decisions. I can't even say rash decisions when it comes to food. Like, you know, when you think, I'm so hungry.
Yes.
I'm going to get a foot long. But all I really, really need is a 6-inch. Mm. Do you guys do that?
I think James can relate to that.
No. I always want more than a 6-inch. Get a cookie or something.
Bit of something sweet at the end.
Yeah. The triple threat on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.